I'm giving myself a challenge to see if I can actually get to the proverb before I get to 10 stories about my day. And then next week, I'm going to give myself the challenge of starting the proverb right away. I think I've done it once before, but you know, I'm a 7. It's difficult. Proverbs 27, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. A stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than both of them. Wrath is cruel and anger a torrent, but who is able to stand before jealousy? By the way, I'm reading NKJV. I didn't get to tell you guys that yet. That's what happens when I don't do an intro. Verse 4, wrath. No, I read that one already. I mean, we can read it again. It's the Bible. The Bible's great. Wrath is cruel and anger a torrent, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Verse 5, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. A satisfied soul loathes the honeycomb, but to a hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Like a bird that wanders from its nest is a man who wanders from his place. Ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel. Do not forsake your own friend or father's friend, nor go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. My son, be wise, and make my heart glad that I may answer him who reproaches me. Excuse me. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. The simple pass on and are punished. Take the garment of him who is surety for a stranger and hold it in pledge when he is surety for a seductress.
Oh.
He who blesses his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it will be counted a curse to him. A continual dripping on a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whoever restrains her restrains the wind and grasps oil with his right hand. You guys like how I read the word grasps? As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Whoever keeps the fig tree will eat its fruit, so he who waits on his master will be honored. As in water, face reflects face. You guys have seen Mulan, right? Who is that girl? Like that. As in water, face reflects face, so a man's heart reveals the man. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, and a man is valued by what others say of him. Though you grind a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with crushed grain, yet his foolishness will not depart from him. Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds. For riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations. When the hay is removed and the tender grass shows itself, and the herbs of the mountains are gathered in, the lambs will provide your clothing and the goats the price of a field. You shall have enough goat's milk for your food, for the food of your household, and the nourishment of your maidservants. I almost said amen because the prayer like for food that I've learned when I was little and that I most often use today, it has the word nourishment in it. And I was going to be like, amen. And then I was like, ooh, what am I going to eat? And then I was like, wait, I'm not eating right now. So verse one, something very specific spoke out to me and I don't know precisely how to find it. So I'm going to talk very slowly as I look around for it. But, you know, it says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what the day will bring. And I like that a lot. I'm a chronic planner, and I like to plan everything. And it's very interesting because, you know, I'm recording this in the middle of the pandemic, and, you know, the crisis of that is COVID-19. And it's so crazy because, you know, as much as I love to plan, so much of that planning, well, nothing matters if it's not founded on Jesus. And it's not that my planning can't be founded on him, you know what I mean? But it's like, tomorrow's not promised. And so if I'm planning with the mindset of, Lord, if you grace me with tomorrow, this is, you know, X, Y, Z, that's awesome. But if I'm planning with the mindset of, oh, I know I'm going to get to do this because it's what I want, or it's what I want to do, it's what I feel like needs to be done. I mean, that's arrogance, and that's boasting about tomorrow. It's like, oh, y'all can't believe what I'm going to be releasing in 6 months. You can't believe what tour I'm going to go on next fall. It's not that there's anything wrong with saying those statements, but saying them with the presumption that they're going to happen simply because you planned it or you invested in it, that's boasting on tomorrow. You know, there's an old phrase, good Lord willing and the creek don't rise. And that means, like, if I'm alive tomorrow, you know, old folks would say, like, I'll see you tomorrow. Well, good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you tomorrow. It's like, if the Lord wills it to happen, then yeah, I will see you tomorrow. There's a rapper named Tadashi. I'm sure you guys know who it is. If you don't, welcome. I'm super excited that you're going to hopefully look up his stuff after this, because I think you'll enjoy it. It's T-E-D-A-S-H-I-I on Twitter. His name's Tadashi. He's like a brother to me. He's a really cool guy. And he tweeted something he tweeted and then put on Instagram a few weeks ago, 5 weeks ago to be exact. And I screenshotted it and I texted it to like all of my family and some music producer friends, because it really, really blessed me. He said, if you have music, release it. Literally, someone will not be here tomorrow that needs to hear it today. And yes, that blessed me as a musician, but that is about so much more than music. That is literally about everything that we do in our lives. That is about everything that God has called us to do. You know, if God is putting on your heart, hey, call that friend that you haven't talked to in a few weeks and just check up on them, or call your grandparents, even though, you know, it's challenging sometimes, or you might feel like the conversation is too long or whatever. You know, it's not saying like, and I'm not saying by any means like, hey, sit there and think of a bunch of stuff that could be stressful and do it because you might not have the chance to do it tomorrow. That's not what I'm saying, because if I was listening to me say this, that's what I would hear it as. And I would be like, okay, I got to write 14 books right now because I might be dead in the morning. And that's not what I'm saying by any stretch of the imagination. But what I'm saying is, when God puts something on your heart, when God puts someone on your heart, when God puts a message, a word on your heart, say it now. Share it now. And yes, I understand planning and being a smart business person and marketing and analytics and strategies. I get that stuff. But don't allow silence to be the thing that comes in between the release. You know what I mean? I know that we can sit and talk about like, oh, social media is tearing our young people apart. And like, yeah, it can. There's a lot of craziness out there, just like there's a lot of craziness at Target and Walmart and Burger King and Chick-fil-A and the parking lot of any restaurant. I don't know what I'm talking about right now. There's craziness everywhere. It's not just on the internet. But what I'm getting at is, one of the greatest gifts that the internet has given us is the ability to share things instantly. You know, sometimes people get on their Insta stories and I'm like, okay, you should not be on your Insta stories right now. Like, you should probably be like in school, because like, why are you on Instagram during school? Or like, okay, you're at work. You're not supposed to be using company time to be on the internet. You know what I mean? But those things can be such an amazing advantage when God puts a word in your heart to just pull out your phone. And even if it's not on your Insta story, to just send someone a DM and be like, you know what? The Lord really put the book of Mark on my heart. And I think that maybe we should read the book of Mark together. You know, just like an Instagram DM, or put it on your story and share what you're learning, and then get in cool conversations with your friends. You know, TikTok is an amazing place too. And I'm not saying that it always has to be exclusively Bible verses, but TikTok could be the kind of place where you just load it up and you're like, you know what? Everybody's doing songs about how they're a savage. I'm just going to do a song talking about how I just want y'all all to have a good day. I just want you to know that you're beautiful. I just want you to know that you're an awesome person. Like, don't wait till tomorrow. Don't boast on tomorrow, because you do not know what a day may bring forth. I don't think any of us thought that the world could have ended up like it is right now. And I know that there are so many controversies, and we can sit around and be like, oh, well, this is the truth about the government, or this is the lie about the government, or this is the truth about the church, or this is the lie about the church, or we shouldn't be social distancing, or this is what mask you need to have. Like, we can sit there and have all those conversations, regardless of where you end up on what side or what part or what end of any of that. Things are different. Things are odd. And this is not like what most of us have imagined. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. So don't boast in it. Like Natalie Grant says, live for today, bruh. Let's see. There's on this. I'm going to live for today. Going to follow in your way. I'm going to let my little light shine like there's no tomorrow. That really blesses me. So verse 2, let another man praise you and not by your own mouth, a stranger and not on your own lips. That's just talking about humility again. Powerful stuff. Verse 3, a stone is heavy and sand is weighty. So it's just talking about how, like, things that are heavy. And then it says, but a fool's wrath is heavier than both of them. I'm telling you, it's like, it's coming at you like a pack of gorillas. It's like, all of a sudden, it's like, we're going to talk about that foolish stuff again and bring in yet another analogy. By the way, if you know where that lyric was from that I just quoted, please tweet me at Jamie Grace H. And if you have to Google it, please tell me in the tweet, like, be honest, like, we're reading a Bible. Don't lie about something you heard on a Bible podcast. So do not forsake your friend. Where was the other thing I wanted to go? Yes. Verse 19, as water face reflects face. So in a man's, so does a man's heart reveal the man. That is so powerful. Your heart speaks so much about who you are, what you post about, what you speak about, what you sing about, what you, whatever reflects your heart, that really does reflect who you are. And the last thing I wanted to share was verse 21. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, and a man is valued by what others say of him. So I wanted to say that because I think you can read that and possibly think like, oh, so it does matter what people think about me. Not in the context of, like, you know, oh, people are gossiping and spreading rumors and saying foolish things. Okay, so let me go and get a microphone and yell at them and clear it all up. Not in that context, but this is speaking about value, and not so much value in the way of decreasing, but value in increasing. And so this is really speaking to us to encourage us to do things that people will speak highly of, and not so that they will speak highly of them, but because when righteous things are done, they are just spoken highly of. So this is more so motivating us to just continue to live a righteous life, and a life that is fueled by wisdom and powered by wisdom, so that our value is not about, like, us having to walk around saying, look at all the wise things I'm doing, but by other people saying, look at all the wise things that that person is doing. And yet again, not so that it's like, oh, look at me, but that it ultimately reflects back on Christ. And again, it references that. I just literally said the verse, but I can't remember which one it was. Yeah, verse 2, let another man praise you and not your own mouth. So it's just talking about, like, doing the right thing and your value being seen in that, as opposed to the opposite. All right, guys, that's Proverbs 27. I really enjoyed that. I always enjoy these. They're always great. This is really cool. Subscribe and all those things to the podcast. Hit me up on social media at Jamie Grace H. And I will see you guys for Proverbs 28. Okay, bye.